like that section 08.18.051C, which has to do with the display of contractors' names and numbers on their vehicles, not be included. To some contractors, that is a nuisance type of advertising, which they do not care to be bothered with. And if that were a requirement, there then should be an extension of a requirement that people for whom certificates of fitness are required by the Department of Labor, and they should be required to display them on their vehicles. But I think there also would be a question of law and enforcement, because it says primarily used and that kind of thing. And who's to say that the passenger vehicle that I might drive to a job, does it have to have that and that kind of thing? But as I said, our primary concern is that to some of us, it's a nuisance type of advertising. Our feeling is that the increase in the bonds, and I know this was discussed at the other hearing, from $5,000 to $10,000 and $2,000 to $5,000, would not accomplish what we want to accomplish. To begin with, it would be an added burden to those of us who abide by the law. It would be an added cost of doing business. And for those who are not complying with the law, increasing the cost of the bond, or perhaps the non-availability of a bond, would not be an incentive for them to get in under the law. And this is one item which I mentioned at an earlier hearing, and as a substitute for the increase in the presently, actually these bonds are only token anyhow. 2 and 5 or 5 and 10 really don't amount to anything, and everybody's after them, but all it does is put somebody out of business, and as far as dollar recovery, you don't cover anything in a month. Rather than that, I would again recommend that equivalent bonds, whatever they are, be required of owners, lessees, agents, and so forth before building permits are issued to them. Because actually, general contractors and specialty contractors are the ones that are going to do the work. And I thank you. If you want these notes, I'll leave
them. Yeah, we appreciate a copy. We'll get a copy of her note. I think that the Department of Labor, perhaps we, I know in the Fish and Game we had implemented legislation that would allow them to issue citations on the spot if requires enforcement, ease of enforcement. Perhaps we could think about something like that. And it seems
well, we
like.
Also
yeah.
Let me cite as an off-hand remark, if I might. One of the problems encountered when permits are issued to these miscellaneous people who have no right, no authority, and I frankly think that there are municipal laws that are being violated or not enforced. The inspector is placed in the position of having to teach the tradesmen on the job because they're not qualified. And in many cases, they're not residents, nobody's paying taxes, nobody's bond is responsible. But the worst is that the added expense and the slowdown on good quality performance and progress on jobs is being impeded by the fact that the law is loose and these people are permitted to put whomever they want on the job. And the inspector is being placed in the position of having to train employees or go back and back and back and that. So we gain that double benefit if we did it. But as I said, if we gave, I can see the value of giving an inspector, because he, in the case of an electrical inspector, he belongs to the International Organization of Electrical Inspectors. Besides being qualified and with all the portfolio requirements of a local inspector, and I would think that all you have to do is get your
thank you.
Yeah, right. And he'd be delighted. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for testifying. Yeah. Is anyone else here to testify? We'd like to thank everybody for showing up and testifying. I'd like to. Yeah. And if there's nothing more to come before the committee, I appreciate everybody showing up. And thanks again. We're adjourned at this time.